This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Gosh.
Lover.
I cannot
Alice
believe you.
At 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:11.
Leave it to Sarah to have saved some dirty little secret that no one knew about you.
Filthy. Just filthy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I think that when I said, yeah, I've done that, I was saying it facetiously.
Sure.
See me? I'm headless right now.
Yeah.
You took
Mind
it right
blown.
Off with that
right.
nonsense.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. She'll tell you if she wants. I'm not going
to. I won't be telling you because it's not my secret either.
But Sarah, yikes. Who knew? Yeah. Oh, I have very little time too because we do have a movie
we
review
certainly
for Star
do.
Wars coming up.
Oh, yeah.
This person says, one year I opened a present before Christmas. They were adorable boots. I wore them to school. Some kid teased me because they folded down and called me Peter Pan. I put them back in the box, rewrapped them, and pretended they weren't the right size when I opened them on Christmas.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. She rewrapped them. I don't like these. Oh, these are the wrong size.
That's
smart. It's actually pretty smart.
Well, that's
Let's
also parents are clearly not paying attention because...
Right.
Those are the presents I bought you for Christmas that you're wearing is when I drive you to school.
Well, maybe she took the bus.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It must be. It must have been the 70s.
Yeah. Maybe she hid them in her backpack.
Maybe.
Switched her sneakers out.
I couldn't do a dry U-wary. My birthday's in the middle of the month.
I'll do a dry February.
And there's less days in February.
Yeah, less days. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Remember, they filmed part of Top Gun 2 in Tahoe and Truckee.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
The female pilot in the new Top Gun movie, Phoenix, is from Mill Valley.
Oh, yeah?
And is a
Tamascal? Student?
Alum. Her name is Monica Barbaro.
How cool.
Do you know her?
I don't.
How is that possible?
Well, I don't know everybody in Mill Valley.
Most everybody, though.
15,000 people.
That's very few
people.
I keep
to myself.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What are you talking about?
I am in my backyard.
You got
I'm
the electric
the
bike
all.
Gang. You're always walking.
Yeah, we got our helmets on. I keep my eyes on the road, Vin.
That's Monica Barbaro?
Yes.
She's adorable.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably, what, at least mid-20s, right? Because so she's older
29.
Than my kids.
She's 29?
She's beautiful.
Wow.
What a lovely girl.
Yep. Good for her.
I'll keep my eyes open in Mill Valley from behind the bush I'm hiding behind.
My first grown-up stirrings happened watching Top Gun's volleyball game, Yowza.
Oh. Wow. Grown-up stirrings.
Says 415. Wonder if that's a guy or a girl.
Yeah, it could be either, mm-hmm. couldn't it? Do we have an intro for Corey?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm not giving the signal or anything.
You haven't heard him blowing his brains out as he's been making the thing?
I keep screwing a break.
Careful, you'll give the wrong command.
I can hear the
Oh no, I can't. You must be closer to his headphones or something.
Right.
I couldn't hear it. Oh.
That.
Oh boy. Oh, that thing.
I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Well, there's the beginning of
That's
it.
That's the entire intro.
Go, Corey. Corey Rosen! Woo-hoo!
Oh. Mm. You did it. Crushed it. Give it up.
Woo!
Yes.
Also, Mr. Bagel 44. Oh, for God.
I've got a sponsor. I love it. I love it. Hello, Sarah and Vinny Show.
Hello, Corey.
Hello,
Hi.
Corey.
It's so nice to be back.
It's nice to see you.
It's a
Merry
nice
Christmas.
Surprise. We did not expect a review today,
yeah.
And I was even asking, like, hey, Star Wars is coming out.
Well, you know, that's why you have that chimney here at the Alice Studios.
For you to come down
I
the chimney.
I came down the chimney.
Right.
I am Santa Corey.
Lucky us.
Yeah. Ho, 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 and Chag Sameach.
Oh, whatever yeah. the hell that means, thank you.
That's not.
L'chaim.
That's a Jewish happy holiday to all
y'all.
All
right.
Yeah. And welcome to the movies reviews again. And we're going to review some movies today. And which do you want first?
I say let's go Cats first. Do a quick one on Cats because people are going to want to hear about
so
Star
Cats
Wars.
Is coming out today too, or this
Cats.
Week too?
Yeah. Today is the opening
so
of Cats. Yes. Yeah, so Cats, directed by Tom Hooper, who you might know from Les Miserables.
Oh.
The Danish Girl in the King's Speech, right? Director.
Yeah.
The movie stars Taylor Swift, Francesca Hayward, Idris Elba, Judi Dench, Ian McKellen, Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Gemma Hudson, Jason Derulo of Wiggle.
The Wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle. Shake.
You know what to do with the big fat butt.
Wiggle, yeah.
Wiggle.
Does not sing that in Cats. Wiggle. And there's a lot of other people all in cat costumes.
Sure. It's a whole herd of cats.
Yeah. Now, typically, here's where I might give, the plot of the movie. But if you're a fan, which I am, of Cats the Musical.
You are.
I am a big fan. I am the target audience, I think, for this movie.
Is that right?
Drama geeks.
Grew up on it. Love it.
I want
right?
to see it, too.
I think about it. It makes me cry up a little bit, right? I love Cats. I love it.
Mm.
I've seen it on Broadway.
Oh,
I would
of course
see
you
it
have.
Again and again. And so to spell out the plot of Cats for those who don't know.
I don't know it,
is kind of doing a disservice to Cats itself.
What?
Because Cats is without a plot, really. Right? I mean, there's a story. There's a bunch of cats who primarily spend the entire story introducing themselves.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Explaining who they are and what they are. There is this kind of storyline that there's this concept of the sort of afterlife for cats, where you can go, be chosen and go, and then you come back for one of your, nine lives, right?
Ah.
And there's kind of this character played by Judi Dench, who is old Deuteronomy, who sort of determines who will receive this honor. And so the storyline is basically an opportunity for a bunch of cats to sing and dance and do their act and explain what they will do. And I'm just giving a little background here, because on Broadway or in a production of this, it's famous for a few things. What do you know about Cats?
Longest running musical on Broadway of all time in the history of the world.
Yeah, at the time it was, and then it's been passed.
Oh.
But you know, so now it's the fourth longest running show on Broadway ever, right? Okay, that's one thing. What else do we know about?
There's
zero.
People dressed up in cat suits?
People dressed up in cat suits, totally, yeah. And you remember the set? Anybody?
Nope.
So, when you walk into the theater, it was, one of the first shows to ever have, an immersive experience. You walk in and, everything is big and,
You're cat size.
You're, cat size. And you're in cat world and the people are crawling around and they're wearing, obviously, cat costumes. But you're in this sort of set. And as I recall as a kid, you even kind of could go on the stage and, check it out. Oh, man, look at how big that thing is because you're cat scale, right?
Right.
So now you're trying to translate into a movie, right? And when you're doing that, you have to sort of think about that experience of okay, now we're going to cast a bunch of people and we're going to make them cats and we're going to scale everything up and all that kind of stuff. And you can go one of two ways, right? You could go the Lion King way. Did you see the Lion King this year?
I loved it.
Where it's you make them they're lions, right?
Right.
They're realistic and they could have gone cats.
They could have CG'd some talking motions on actual cats and forced the cats to do the dances.
Yeah. Or they could have done maybe the worst thing ever, which was to do a blend of CG Taylor Swift and...
So this is what they did.
And
the worst thing ever.
Skin tight, ill-fitting costumes and CG ears to act out their thing and to give you the single creepiest and most hilarious experience possible of seeing what a person cat might look like in a horrific way.
So,
the negativity.
So you didn't like this?
Is unfortunate.
Do you think that did I hit it too hard?
Well,
at the top?
I was going to say listen, I'm an animal lover. I never saw cats, but I don't believe in violence against animals at all. But do you think Star Wars is going to stomp all nine lives out of cats? The first weekend.
I can say this. The cats in Cats are better than the cats in Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's no cats in Star
Wars. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you give them that.
Yeah.
So you hated this.
I cried for the movie. And then I cried in the movie. I actually did have emotion. There are some really great stand-up performances.
Oh, so it's not all
Jennifer
bad.
Hudson plays Grisabella, and she sings the Memory song, the very popular and important song.
It's the one. It's the one you would know from it.
Memories. Like that one?
Yes.
That's from Cats.
Yeah, no. Sorry, that's a Streisand. He's doing it.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Streisand's one.
Oh, here we go. Alone in the moonlight. Oh, go, Corey, go. Let everyone know that we have a major drama geek doing the movie
review. You don't know the words.
Beautiful then. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And there's moments like that. Ian McKellen plays Gus the theater. There's moments that redeem the Drek, and then there's Drek that paints the redeemable qualities.
How many bowls of meow mix? Because you're really cutting into your Star Wars.
So this is going to get a big fat one.
One.
One bagel.
Even though you did like certain parts of it.
It disappointed because I loved it. I wanted to love. I love Cats. Mm-hmm. And my dream for it would be to make it more like a play. Like to do what they used to do in like the old Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire movies. Just move the camera back and just let them dance. Because when they dance, it's great. When they just can perform, it's great. Oh. When they try to make it all weird, it's not. One bagel smeared with like cat dander.
So it's a bomb.
It's a wreck. I would not recommend it.
Okay.
This is a thing. So often people are like, what's the best time to pee when you see this movie? Anytime is a good time.
Just go.
Pee in that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your review of a movie called Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Anthony Daniels, and Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
Yes. All right. So this is the movie that everybody's waiting for. This is the culmination of not just the three sort of Kylo Ren, Rey movies. This is the culmination of 9 Star Wars films.
The whole thing from the birth of Darth Vader as little Anakin to the very end here.
Yes.
All right. The Rise of Skywalker.
And this is a movie that will not disappoint. If you are a fan of Star Wars, you are going to love this movie. I know that there's been some kind of mixed reviews starting to come out, and, well, it's not quite as good. There are people I've learned who say they love Star Wars, and they really just hate Star Wars. They do. I'm a big Star Wars fan, and then you talk about Star Wars, and all they say is how much they hate it. Yes. They find every reason. Well, that sucked, and that was the worst, and I can't believe they ruined it. Like, they just want to hate Star Wars.
Yep. Right.
I love Star Wars, right? I grew up on Star Wars. Sure. I worked on 6 of the Star Wars movies.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you really a person who's impartial enough to be doing this review?
I am completely impartial. I do not belong here. But I swear, but with that, knowing the impartiality of it, I worked on the prequel movies when I worked at ILM.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was kind of like, I don't know, this isn't my Star Wars. Like, I'm like a 70s, 80s kid.
Right.
But I was talking to some people who were like 24, 25 recently, and they're like, oh, no, that's my Star Wars.
Funny.
Like, when they were 7, 8 years old, they grew up on that, right?
Right.
So, like, you gotta give the love and the respect. Like, this is their story. And here's what's great about this new movie is that it's not just wrapping up this little sort of 7, 8, 9 trilogy. It's doing all of them. Like, there are characters from anywhere in the saga that might appear. There are planets. There are callbacks to storylines. There are pieces and bits that really do this job of kind of finding moments and magic throughout the saga and bringing them together in a way that just made you love it. I cried 3 times. I never cried in a Star Wars movie before. I cried three times watching this film.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Yeah.
I just think, you know, how sometimes people, they have kids and they get older and then they start crying all
the
time.
Yeah, I cry way too much, too.
So I'm a little bit worried about Corey.
Well, I cried in Cats. Cats is very emotional.
But 3 times in Star Wars, you didn't just cry in Cats. 3 times in Star Wars?
It earned it. I think that the acting is great. The performances are great. Carrie Fisher, do you know about this?
Well, I was mystified that she didn't die in the last one. And I kind of felt like maybe she had died, but it was the other guy.
Well, do you know how they put her in? She's not a computer-generated Carrie Fisher.
What is she?
They took footage from other movies that they had shot that they didn't use, basically outtakes or scenes.
So they worked around what they had?
Yes. It's amazing. They puzzled her in, And there's times where you're like, I don't know that. But there, it ultimately it works. Like, she is an essential part.
So they
part
just
of
had
this.
To write new dialogue around stuff
yes.
they had
yes.
and get other people to deliver the lines.
Yes. It's like a Mad
funny.
Lib. It's like a Mad Lib.
I'm,
like,
I'm,
you know that,
that
this
is funny.
In there. It's funny.
Knowing that I am going to see it over vacation,
yeah.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that if I... I really feel like this is one I could wait for on DVD. I just, I know, I guess I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as I thought I was.
You
I
could.
Just feel like every time I go to one, I'm let down by it.
You could. Here's the thing. I saw it in maybe one of the better sound systems. It was like a Dolby Atmos
yeah.
sound system. And like when it like rumbles, like you feel it in your soul. And it's like, if you're a fan, it's exactly what you want. You want the cinematicness of it. You want space. You want, like, the fleet of Star Destroyers. You want the planet. You want the Death Star. Like, you want all of that. And you get it in a movie theater. If you're not a fan, like, here's the thing. My parents this year saw Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Because people were seeing it and they heard it was a big
oh,
movie.
And they didn't know
and
anything
about
the...
And they were like, what is this movie? Who is this Iron Man? And this green... He's very angry. Like,
oh,
my parents got so confused. So I'm going to say, if you don't know Star Wars or don't like it...
This
you,
is not the place
no.
to start.
Don't start here. Don't start here. I mean, all you don't right. have to necessarily go all the way back, but I'm just saying this is a terrible place to drop in.
But right. the... Look, the truth is most people are... plugged into Star Wars.
Most people
do love it.
Yeah.
And
except for all those who love it that are going to hate it.
Well,
right? Because
look,
that's what they
wonder
want.
Why George Lucas sold the thing.
They love to hate it.
All those people who hated it so much and
yeah.
he just went, I give up.
Yeah.
Just give me my money.
Yeah. Let me just hang out at my house.
Let Disney deal with it.
Disney will. Yeah.
And has been.
So when I see movies, I take notes, right?
Oh, okay.
And but it's dark in the theater, and I get yelled at when I turn on my little pen light. So
you write in the dark.
I write shorthand. And here's some of the things I wrote down. Life, death, rebirth, re-death, re-rebirth, new beginnings, old endings. Like, this is kind of
these are just what you're referring
words,
back to, and you don't even really remember.
I don't even really remember, but I do know that it's like, this is a movie about everything.
Mm,
and so
right.
is it time to sum it all up?
It is.
All right, I'll say that this movie has a little bit of everything. It has characters that you've maybe long since forgotten. There's characters from other parts, small characters, large characters. There's even a friggin' hobbit in this movie.
What?
This actor who's in the Hobbit movies. I'm like, that's Merry from the Hobbit.
Oh,
like, it's got
Merry?
Everything.
How's
it's even got
there?
The Hobbit.
So Jar Jar's in it.
I am not going to ruin
that's
yes,
a yes.
yes or no.
What about Baby Yoda?
I'm not saying anything about
Baby Yoda.
I'm not going to spoil nothing for you or anybody else. But I will say that it's visually beautiful. It's a mix of all the things that I love about Star Wars. High tech and no tech and low tech. Puppets, monsters, creatures, all of those things that made me love it. New locations in a new light. Old locations in old light. I don't know. And when it was done, I was happy. I
How
wasn't
long is
like
it?
Sad. It's 2 hours and change, like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something. Not
okay.
that long. Maybe
right.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
All right,
it's great.
What are you giving it?
I'm giving it all the bagels.
Oh, all
it's
of them.
Five bagels.
All
bagels,
of the bagels.
Yes, and may the schmear be with you.
Oh,
look at you.
Corey Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. CoreyRosen.com, Bats Improv.
Mr. Or just Bagel.
Yeah, Mr. Bagel 44.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Follow him on
Follow
Instagram.
Me.
Thank you. Great
Thank you
job.
All.
A
Thank
debut
you.
Solo performance.
Yeah. Yeah. Of all time
yeah.
in the history
well,
of the world.
Yeah, at the time it was, and then it's been passed.
Oh.
But you know, so now it's like the fourth longest running show on Broadway ever, right? Okay, that's one thing. What else do we know about?
There's
zero.
People dressed up in cat suits?
People dressed up in cat suits, totally, yeah. And you remember the set? Anybody?
No.
So like when you walk into the theater, it was like one of the first shows to ever have like an immersive experience. Like you walk in and like everything is big and like
you're cat size.
You're like cat size and you're in cat world and the people are crawling around and they're wearing obviously cat costumes, but you're in this sort of set. And as I recall as a kid, you even kind of could go on the stage and like check it out. Like, oh man, look at how big that thing is because you're cat scale, right?
Right.
So now you're trying to translate into a movie, right? And when you're doing that, you have to sort of think about that experience of like, okay, now we're going to cast a bunch of people and we're going to make them cats and we're going to scale everything up and all that kind of stuff. And you can go one of two ways, right? You could go like the Lion King way. Did you see the Lion King this year?
I loved it.
Where it's like you make them like they're lions, right?
Right.
They're realistic, and they could have gone cats.
They could have CG'd some talking motions on actual cats and forced the cats to do the dances.
Yeah. Or they could have done maybe the worst thing ever, which was to do like a blend of CG Taylor Swift and...
So this is what they did.
And
the worst thing ever.
Skin tight, like ill-fitting costumes and CG ears to act out their thing and to give you like the single creepiest and most hilarious experience possible of seeing what a person cat might look like in a horrific way.
So...
Oh, the negativity.
So you didn't like this?
Is unfortunate.
Do you think that did I hit it too hard?
Well,
at the top?
I was going to say actually. Yeah. Listen, I'm an animal lover. I never saw cats, but I don't, and I don't believe in violence against animals at all. But do you think Star Wars is going to stomp all nine lives out of cats the first weekend?
I can say this: the cats in Cats are better than the cats in Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's no cats in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you give them that.
Yeah.
So you hated this.
I cried. I cried for the movie, and then I cried in the movie. I actually did have emotion. There are some really great stand-up performances.
Oh, so it's not all
Jennifer
bad.
Hudson
right.
Plays Grisabella, and she sings the Memory song, the very popular and important song.
It's the one. It's the one you would know from it.
Memories. Like that one?
Yes.
That's from Cats.
Yeah. No. Sorry, that's a Streisand. He's doing it.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Streisand's one. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Alone in the moonlight.
Oh, go, Corey, go. Let everyone know that we have a major drama geek doing the movie
review. You don't know the words.
Beautiful then. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. And there's moments like that. Ian McKellen plays Gus the theater cat. There's moments that redeem the Drek, and then there's Drek that taints the redeemable qualities.
How many bowls of meow mix? Because you're really cutting into your Star Wars.
Here we go.
Time.
So this is going to get a big fat one.
One.
One bagel.
Even though you did like certain parts of it.
It disappointed because I loved it. I wanted to love. I love cats. Mm-hmm. And my dream for it would be to make it more like a play, like to do what they used to do in like the old Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire movies. Just move the camera back and just let them dance, because when they dance, it's great. When they just can perform, it's great. Mm. When they try to make it all weird, it's not. One bagel smeared with like cat dander.
So it's a bomb.
It's a wreck. I would not recommend it.
Okay.
This is a thing. So often people are like, what's the best time to pee when you see this movie? Anytime is a good time.
Just go.
Pee in that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is your review of a movie called Star Wars Episode IX, The Rise of Skywalker, directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Anthony Daniels, and Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
Yes. All right. So this is the movie that everybody's waiting for. This is the culmination of not just the three sort of Kylo Ren, Rey movies. This is the culmination of nine Star Wars films.
The whole thing, from the birth of Darth Vader as little Anakin to the very end here.
Yes.
All right. The Rise of Skywalker.
And this is a movie that will not disappoint. If you are a fan of Star Wars, you are going to love this movie. I know that there's been some kind of mixed reviews starting to come out, and, well, it's not quite as good. There are people I've learned who say they love Star Wars, and they really just hate Star Wars. They do. Oh, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and then you talk about Star Wars, and all they say is how much they hate it.
Yes.
They find every reason. Well, that sucked, and that was the worst, and I can't believe they ruined it. Like, they just want to hate Star Wars.
Yep. Right.
I love Star Wars, right? I grew up on Star Wars. Sure. I worked on six of the Star Wars movies.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you really a person who's impartial enough to be doing this review?
I am completely impartial. I do not belong here. But I swear, but with that, knowing the impartiality of it, I worked on the prequel movies when I worked at ILM.
Yeah.
And and at the time, I was kind of like, I don't know, this isn't my Star Wars. Like, I'm like a 70s, 80s kid.
Right.
But I was talking to some people who were like 24, 25 recently, and they're like, oh, no, that's my Star Wars.
Funny.
Like, when they were 7, 8 years old, they grew up on that, right?
Right.
So, like, you gotta give the love and the respect. Like, this is their story. And here's what's great about this new movie is that it's not just wrapping up this little sort of 7, 8, 9 trilogy, it's doing all of them. Like, there are characters from anywhere in the saga that might appear. There are planets. There are callbacks to storylines. There are pieces and bits that really do this job of kind of finding moments and magic throughout the saga and bringing them together in a way that just made you love it. I cried 3 times. I never cried in a Star Wars movie before. I cried three times watching this film.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Yeah.
I just think, you know, how sometimes people, they have kids and they get older and then they start crying all
the
time.
Yeah, I cry way too much, too.
So I'm a little bit worried about Corey.
Well, I cried in Cats. Cats is very emotional.
But 3 times in Star Wars, you just didn't just cry in Cats. 3 times in Star Wars?
It earned it. I think that the acting is great. The performances are great. Carrie Fisher, do you know about this?
Well, I was mystified that she didn't die in the last one. And I kind of felt like maybe she had died, but it was the other guy.
Well, do you know how they put her in? She's not a computer-generated Carrie Fisher.
What is she?
They took footage from other movies that they had shot that they didn't use, basically outtakes or scenes.
So they worked around what they had?
Yes. It's amazing. They puzzled her in. And there's times where you're like, I don't know that. But it works. Like, she is an essential part.
So they
part
just
of
had
this.
To write new dialogue around stuff
yes,
they had
yes.
and get other people to deliver the lines.
Yes. It's like a Mad
funny.
Lib. It's like a Mad Lib. This is in there. It's funny.
Knowing that I am going to see it over vacation, yeah. I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that I really feel like this is one I could wait for on DVD. I guess I'm not as big of a Star Wars fan as I thought I was.
I just
feel like every time I go to one, I'm let down by it.
You could. Here's the thing. I saw it in maybe one of the better sound systems. It was like a Dolby Atmos sound system. And like when it like rumbles, like you feel it in your soul. And it's like, if you're a fan, it's exactly what you want. You want the cinematicness of it. You want space. You want, like, the fleet of Star Destroyers. You want the planet. You want the Death Star. Like, you want all of that. And you get it in a movie theater. If you're not a fan, like, here's the thing. My parents this year saw Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
Because people were seeing it and they heard it was a big movie.
And they didn't know
anything
about
the... And they were like, what is this movie? Who is this Iron Man? And this green... He's very angry. Like, my parents got so confused. So I'm going to say, if you don't know Star Wars or don't like it...
This is not the place to start.
Don't start here. I mean, you don't have to necessarily go all the way back. But I'm just saying, this is a terrible place to drop in.
But the truth is, most people are... plugged into Star Wars.
Most people
do love it.
Yeah.
And
except for all those who love it that are going to hate it.
Well,
because
look,
that's what they
wonder
want.
Why George Lucas sold the thing.
They love to hate it.
All those people who hated it so much and he just went, I give up.
Yeah.
Just give me my money.
Yeah. Let me just hang out at my house.
Let Disney deal with it.
Disney will. Yeah.
And has been.
So when I see movies, I take notes, right?
Oh, okay.
But it's dark in the theater, and I get yelled at when I turn on my little pen light. So you
write in the dark.
I write shorthand, and here's some of the things I wrote down. Life, death, rebirth, re-death, re-rebirth, new beginnings, old endings. Like, this is kind of
what you're referring
words,
back to, and you don't even really remember.
I don't even really remember, but I do know that it's like, this is a movie about everything. And so is it time to sum it all up?
It is.
All right, I'll say that this movie has a little bit of everything. It has characters that you've maybe long since forgotten. There's characters from other parts, small characters, large characters. There's even a friggin' hobbit in this movie.
What?
This actor who's in the Hobbit movies. I'm like, that's Merry from the Hobbit.
Oh,
like, it's got
Merry?
Everything.
How's
it's even got the Hobbit.
So Jar Jar's in it.
I am not going to ruin
that's
yes,
a yes.
yes or no.
What about Baby Yoda?
I'm not saying anything about
Baby Yoda.
I'm not going to spoil nothing for you or anybody else. But I will say that it's visually beautiful. It's a mix of all the things that I love about Star Wars. High tech and no tech and low tech. Puppets, monsters, creatures, all of those things that made me love it. New locations in a new light. Old locations in old light. I don't know. And when it was done, I was happy. I wasn't sad. It's 2 hours and change, like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something. Not that long. Maybe
right.
2 hours and 15 minutes.
All right. What are you giving it?
I'm giving it all the bagels.
Oh, all
it's
of them.
Five bagels.
All of the bagels.
Yes. And may the schmear be with you.
Oh.
Oh, look at you.
Corey Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. CoreyRosen.com, Bats Improv. Or just, Bagel. Yeah, Mr. Bagel 44.
Mr. Bagel 44.
Follow him on Instagram. Thank you. Great
Thank you
job.
All. Thank
A debut
you.
Solo performance. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday, everyone. Super fun day today. Thank you to Amanda,
really
Chip, Alan from Bananas, and the Drake High School Carolers. We had a great time with them today.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Rosen making his debut solo appearance.
He did a fantastic job.
He did. He's so funny.
Took a big poop on Cats, I'll tell you. But he loves Star Wars.
And he's someone who liked Cats,
I know.
Too. So that's
surprising.
Saying
something. He says he cried during it, but he still only gave it one bagel.
He cried because it was so bad.
Right. Like, I'm so sad that they ruined everything.
It's gonna bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's up against
the best. Although the audience is probably really different, so we'll have to see. Although we won't see because we'll be on vacation. We won't even know. We'll be like, we don't know how it did. It doesn't seem to be in theaters anymore, so it can't have been that good.
Yeah, I still see stuff. I'm sure I'll know.
All right, so we'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, all day today, we have Camila Cabello tickets. We have California's Great America tickets. And we'll see you on F Day. And I'm sure it's going to be insanity.
Yes.
Because we're about to go on vacation. Be careful out there. Although it's supposed to be nice today, right? It looks like a blue sky right now.
The rain is back for the weekend, though.
Yeah, yay. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Friday. Woohoo!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.